Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD, Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Frank. And Frank is smart enough to take off on Christmas Eve, but no, not us. We're here live on Christmas Eve. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. And just to show you, I'm not the only one crazy working on Christmas Eve. Mike Lambert is joining us this morning. Michael, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to one and all, and happy holidays and all that other crap.
Absolutely, sir. Keep that great Christmas attitude. Hey, we've missed you the last couple weeks. What have you been doing?
Thank you. I got a new ball joint.
Oh, a new ball joint. All right.
Yeah, I had to go aftermarket because original equipment's not available. So, no, I got a brand new right hip.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's been interesting. But it was outpatient surgery. Went in at 5:30 in the morning. I was home about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And, that's amazing.
It is. So I've been doing good. We've been therapy three times a week, and I've graduated from a walker to a cane. And inside the house, I don't even have to use the cane. So
good.
We're doing good. It's still sore, but we're getting there.
Okay. Does it feel like it's going to be better than it was?
Oh, the pain that I was having is gone.
Good.
So that's good. Yeah. It's just, I feel like I have my whole leg was hit by a truck.
Well,
it's just,
you know,
bruised.
That's what you had two very, very physical careers, one firefighter and then detailing. People don't realize how physical detailing is. Surprisingly more on your probably arms and shoulders, than even on your hip. But the fire department is what took the hip out probably.
Oh yeah. The hip doctor told me that because my back is basically one piece from the shoulder blades down. So it doesn't bend like normal people. So that accelerates wear. It's just like your car. You know, if your shocks go bad, then other things are going to wear out.
Right.
So that's pretty much what happened to me.
And you've had how many back operations?
I've had people in my back 11 times.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, but this is the first time they took something out and put something new in.
Yeah,
everything else has just been adding on. So.
unreal. Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We're thankful to have you back here on the show.
Thank you.
We did
Thank
miss you.
You
over the last 2 weeks. And
I appreciate that.
You wanted to do everything you could to be here to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Yep.
So I'm glad you did. And let's see. What else are we going to talk about today? Anything else that you could think of?
Just some little things I thought have changed that have that I think is going to be next year. I think the next year or two, I think, is going to be some pretty drastic changes in the detailing industry too. So
great. Now I got a chance. I clean my cars, not like you clean your cars, but I clean my cars. But I had a chance on my Pantera to do the rinseless wash, and I showed you pictures.
Yes.
And you were actually impressed with pictures that I sent you.
I was impressed that the wheels were clean.
Thank you very much. If the microphone would just go off for a second, I'd like to tell you exactly what I'm thinking right now. But I'm going to try to keep this family-oriented, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway.
No, I was impressed. The car looked really good.
Yeah. And I took it to a show, but it's the first time I actually did the 100% rinseless wash. I followed the directions exactly. Yes, I read the directions, okay?
Oh, man.
Oh,
were you okay?
I wasn't feeling well that day. But
I thought so.
I read the directions. Exactly what Ivan told me to do.
Okay.
And it came out great.
Told you.
The best my Pantera has looked in years.
It is amazing that not a lot more people do that. And I guess you will probably not use soap anymore.
What? I don't even know where the soap is anymore.
There you go. See, I'm telling you. You know, things change. Things change drastically sometimes.
Just so people know what I'm talking about, it's a product that I got from Ivan. Okay. You can give out Ivan's information later if you don't mind. All right.
Sure.
I got it from Ivan. It is a product that mixes 1 ounce with 2 gallons of water. I was very suspect there, by the way. One ounce? Come on. But that's exactly what I did, what the direction said. And you go out there and you just rinse the car off and away. I mean, you don't even just put it on the car. Okay. Just
yep.
on a rag, put it on the car and then wipe it down with another rag. I used one of my mitts. Okay. And
okay.
put it on my mitt and wiped it off with a really good, not rag, but good towel.
There
and
you go.
I'm telling you, remarkable,
yeah.
remarkable.
Yeah. It's just it's modern chemistry, you know. Like he says, you know, soap has been used to wash cars since we've had cars.
Correct.
So why would you continue to use old technology? You know, unless that's what you like. I mean, he's a big, you know, if it's good for you, then that's fine. But this is a safer, a much safer, and much more economical way, especially for people that are in areas where. You know, water conservation is big.
Yep.
And like today, you know, it's a balmy 1 degree out today, but in my garage, I could still wash my car.
Absolutely.
You know, so
it is incredible. It really is. And,
yep.
And it was simple.
Well, good.
It was simple. And you know,
yes,
me,
it is.
I like easy.
Well, that's his thing too, is, you know, make it easy, make it fun.
There's a reason.
And,
there's a reason why easy and lazy sound very similar.
There you go. Yeah, it's just it's an amazing technology. You know, it's with modern chemistry, it is much safer than all that soap and all that foam.
All right, we got to take a real quick break.
Sure.
When we come back, we'll talk about some more things and more technology.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Free Talk 930 WFMD. I'm Dave Cirio. Mike Lambert. We'll be right back.
Some inside information for your next oil change. Because inside your engine, car-killing sludge builds up. Here's the tip. Find a shop that includes BGMOA. It's the oil additive the inside car guys not only use the most, service managers use it 4-to-1 over any other because it's backed with a lifetime protection plan at no extra charge. Find BGMOA at over 17,000 shops nationwide at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
Joe Pags.
Criminal referrals for former President Trump from a committee that has no power to make criminal referrals. Their whole job was to make the case for why Donald Trump should not be able to run for president again. And I'm here to tell you they didn't make that case. And secondly, they don't have the ability to charge anybody with anything. In fact, they're making a referral. It means that Merrick Garland should summarily say, hey, that's our job as the DOJ, and we're not going to take your referral up.
Joe Pags, weeknights at 9 on 930 WFMD.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Visit any one of Dynamic Automotive's 5 locations in Libertytown, Frederick, Newmarket, Emmitsburg, and Urbana.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
First and Fast with Free Talk from Frederick. 930 FMD.
Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it with us, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
I've mentioned it many, many times. My favorite novelty Christmas song of all time, Elmo and Patsy. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know. Merry Christmas and happy holidays on this Christmas Eve. And we've got Mike Lambert on the line. Mike, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. Good to have you back again, sir.
Thank you.
New right hippie and all?
Yeah.
So, doing very well. Have you had a chance to get out at all, or you been staying in the house?
Oh, I've been staying home. I go out for therapy. That's about it.
Okay, so. Understand. Very
yeah.
good.
I don't go out 1 degree.
I don't blame you. Yeah. For folks that don't know, Mike is retired and is up in Western Pennsylvania like an idiot. I mean, like a very, very intelligent man. And holy moly, I warned him about this. And it's now 35 degrees here in Florida, which is quite
good for
unusual.
You.
It did get down to 24. I slept through it, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
But
well, good.
That's the coldest temperature it's been since I've been down here in 2015.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so. it's even for up here, they say this is quite unusual. It's usually, to be honest with you, usually the winters here are just like Maryland.
Right.
So it's not that bad. It's not that much of a difference, but this they say is just very unusual.
Yep, and very cold. Very cold.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So some of the new products that are out there. We were talking about graphene, and graphene was something that was introduced about 2 years ago.
Yeah, two to three years ago. We started out with just ceramic coatings, and ceramic is sort of a marketing word. They're silicone dioxide is what it is actually is. It's nothing ceramic at all, but that's what everybody calls it.
Okay.
And then we added. We had a product developed in England, graphene, mm-hmm. which was added to a ceramic coating, which helped to reduce water spotting, which was the only big downside of ceramic coatings was water spotting. So that helped with that. And now we have the nano diamond technology from Sweden. And that was only one company, Diamond Protec. They were the only company until last week, or at SEMA, actually, the SEMA show. I found out that a company called CarPro from Europe has a professional-only nano diamond coating. So okay. I think that's going to be the next wave is the nano diamond technology.
And probably pretty soon they'll have that for customer use too.
Oh, I'm sure. If it goes the same way as everything else, graphene was professional only, then graphene is in everything now.
Right.
Ceramic is in everything. And then the other major change is two real quick ones. In paint correction, because the manufacturers are making paint so much thinner to save money and save weight, the thought of getting the paint perfect has kind of gone by the wayside on a factory finish now, not mm-hmm. repainted cars, but factory finish.
Right.
Because the paint's so thin, you don't want to take away from the life of the car. So it is now not necessary to make a car perfect to put a coating on it. It is to make it shiny and make it clean, because a coating doesn't care if there's scratches. A coating just cares that it's clean.
Gotcha.
So it can bond to the paint. So that's the one thing. We've gone from perfection to restoration and preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of perfection. And then also the fact that when I started doing coatings, it was you never put anything over top of coating. You just wash your car and that's all you need to do. Well,
right.
Now we found out that to make the coating last longer and to protect, you do have to maintain it by, you know, regular washing, decontamination of you know, tree sap, things that stick to the paint. So you want to do that. And then you can do anything you want over top of it. As long as the coating is the hardest product and the most durable product that's on first, you can wax over it. You can use a spray detailer over it. You can do pretty much anything you want over top the car, whatever you feel you want to do to maintain it. So, but they do recommend now that you do something on top of the coating.
Very good.
So that's kind of, you know, just from experience and from as time goes by, things change.
All right. Well, Craig Shipp is on the line. So, Mike,
okay.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the show. And we look
thank
forward
you.
To talking to you next week, Mr. Happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks, guy.
All right, we've got Craig Shipp on the line. Good morning, Craig. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's 9 degrees here in Thurmont.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, I'm hanging out indoors as well.
I think so.
By the way, I checked, and Sarasota only went down to 39 degrees.
Yeah,
so
well, they're farther south.
Yeah.
They're 2 hours,
yeah,
2.5 hours.
Move further.
Yeah.
Further south and get you closer to the Gulf there.
Actually, this is not a problem. I mean, the good news is here, it's clear. Okay, we've got bright sun, so it is a little warmer in the sun. As far as wind, it hasn't been too bad. And as long as I don't see snow or ice, I'm a happy guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And these cold snaps down there, I remember when I used to winter down there, they usually only happen for a couple days.
Exactly. In fact, we're supposed to be back up into the high 50s probably Tuesday.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
We do have a few indoor events for folks.
Okay.
So it's not the end of the world. So we've got a chess club event at Boonesboro Library. And that's happening, they say, right now.
Okay.
So, again, if you need to see these events for yourself, go to facebook.com/Frederick County. We have Lawyer in the Library by Maryland Legal Aid is putting this on at the library in downtown Frederick. And it says today at 1 p.m. and more. So they have other dates as well. So, again, you click on that. You can get all the information.
Okay.
So I guess they're going to give some kind of a talk.
I assume either that or maybe free consultation or something.
That's possible, yes. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got the Holiday Lights at the Museum. This is at the Howard County Living Farm Heritage Museum, which is right over the line into Howard County. I've been there several times for events, and they do a really good job
mm-hmm.
with events. And that's on December 30 at 6 p.m.
That's a nice location, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful place. And you can take in the Christmas lights there. We've got All That Sparkles, formal noon New Year's Eve celebration. We talked about this. This is Teeter Tots in Motion mm-hmm. are putting that on. That is Saturday, December 31st at 10:45 a.m. So you can check that out. We've got, let's see here, that's listed again. We've got Food Truck and Music Weekends, December 31st at 2 p.m. Again, hopefully it will warm up by then. This is at the Linganore Wineries. And they may have some indoor things there as well. So I'm not sure. I haven't been to one of their events in the wintertime, so I'm not sure how they set that up. But again, you could always call them.
Right.
We've got New Year's Eve Family Celebration at Adventure Park USA, New Year's Eve, 6 p.m. Nice family-oriented New Year's Eve celebration. We've got a murder mystery at Dutch's Daughter, an Irish festival in downtown Westminster. That's on March 11, 2023, folks. So if you want to schedule something for March. And then there's several other events further into the future. So if you need an event posted, send an email to news@frederick.com, and I'll get you hooked up.
Very good. We've got a few more moments if you can hang in there with me. What are your plans for Christmas and also New Year's?
I'm hanging around here because down in North Carolina, where most of my family are, this is their off year where they're with in-laws and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
And so I'm hanging up here. And plus with the price of fuel, even with my Prius, it's not cheap to travel. So, and you know, I'm kind of a cheapskate.
You're not kind of. you are thrifty, as I like to say, sir.
There you go.
Thrifty. But, you know, you've done well over the years. Now, what year is your Prius? A 99?
2004. It's the first of the new body style.
I gotcha.
That's the year that they really became practical. They made major improvements with the 2004 model year. And that car was made in Japan. I think most of them are still made in Japan.
I think so, too.
By the way, pro tip, folks out there listening, if your serial number starts with a J for Toyota, it's going to be made in Japan.
Correct.
And they really did a great job on that car. They wanted to impress the automotive press, and they did it. And it really went over well. And that car has been bulletproof reliable.
That's great.
For the years that I've had. Of course, I've kept it well-maintained. But it has just been an amazing car, so I can't complain at all.
Well, that is great. Well, listen, I appreciate you being here. I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a good holiday. You're like me, more of a single guy kind of thing, so hopefully you'll find some place to enjoy Christmas Day, and we look forward to talking to you next Saturday live.
Yep, we will do it. And you have a good week as well, and say hello to your puppies. You've got two now, right?
Yep, I do.
Say hello to those for me, and we will talk next week.
Sounds good, Craig. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Take care.
All right, Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Taking a real quick break. We'll be back.
For looks and go, Ford's the latest word. It steals the show like a thunderbird. You'll find you can't buy better than Ford.
For room and ride, Ford is also great. Just step inside a new Ford V8. You'll say you can't buy better than a Ford.
While passing and cruising, less gas you'll be using when you put a Ford out in front.
While other cars claim more, no other can name more exclusive new features you want.
And here's what's nice, come on in and see. It's lowest priced of the low price three, which proves you